Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay and James Berlander. Now let's go to the Holland Group hotline. Check them out at askthehollands.com and bring in our next guest. We're joined by News Radio WFLA air travel and market expert Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, we've got a lot to discuss this morning. And let's start with this idea. And you've been talking about this for quite some time. Some investors seem to think that interest rate cuts are going to be coming maybe as early as next year. And just everything that we're seeing and the tone of the Federal Reserve seems to indicate that is a ways away.
It is. In fact, that same group right at the beginning of the year, you and I were talking about, they thought it was going to happen this year for some of the interest rate cuts. But, you know, last week when the Fed released their updated economic forecast for the interest rates, the growth, unemployment, inflation, et cetera, their updated data reinforced one more rate hike this year, possibly, and I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion now. But then a period of monitoring as we wait for inflation to be reined in, and that could take time. And you're right, as I've stated over and over, this war on inflation to me can't be measured in months, but it's probably going to be years. And the data from the Fed suggests it could be late 2025, early 2026 before some of these long-awaited rate cuts could actually take place.
Now, some issues having a more immediate impact on the economy. We've got the UAW strike, which expanded on Friday. Now, the writer's strike, that appears to be coming to an end, it looks like, according to the latest news this morning. But you've got the auto worker strike and then this possible government shutdown. And the one thing, you know, we talked about this last week. There's definitely a sense with these government shutdowns that they're kind of baked in to investors and how they impact the markets. But there's also, I think, a lot of uncertainty because you're dealing with people who they're, I think, in a sense, looking for a shutdown. So you just don't know how long it's going to go on for.
And that's true. And, you know, a lot of times when we hear this banter back and forth between both sides of the aisle talking about the possibility of a government shutdown, 98% of Wall Street pretty well concludes that, look, before, you know, the sounding bell, they're going to work out a deal. That's just politics as usual. But, you know, as it continues, you're kind of getting to the point where, okay, you're starting to accept the idea now that we're going to have higher rates for longer periods of time. And yes, this UAW strike's going on maybe a little longer than some thought. And look, if you can't get the leadership to really get their people in line on the government side, well, now all of a sudden you've got a growing level of uncertainty. And that's one of the reasons that last week, Ryan, we had the worst week that we've had on Wall Street in, I think, 6 months. Because a lot of this is really starting to concern investors, and I think rightfully so, because of the fact that all of a sudden now we don't have that same degree of certainty in a lot of people's minds as we've had before.
Yeah.
And, of course, that uncertainty is what's going to contribute to the volatility and see the markets head in the direction we don't want them to go.
What about talk of a possible airline employee strike? I mean, strikes, they seem to be the in thing right now, from the writer's strike to the auto worker's strike. Is that a possibility?
It's always a possibility. And, of course, you have American Airlines and Southwest right now that are kind of leading the pack on that. But the bottom line is, in the event that a strike were to take place, I fully expect the administration to step in and say, back to the table. We're going to make sure this deal gets done. Because I think the last strike that we had was just a matter of a day or so when we've had the president step in many, many years ago and stop it almost as quickly as it began.
Yeah.
Because you just can't have something as big and crucial to the economic engine as the airline industry put on pause for any length of time, and people are aware of that. So I see a lot of people worried about it, but on my worry meter of 1 to 10, it's probably a 4, 4.5 at this point in time, because right now I simply don't think, given everything you and I have been talking about on all the other topics, would be allowed to take place.
We're joined by News Radio WFLA air travel and market expert Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Let's talk about an air travel story while we're on the topic. Audio has been released of a recent near runway incursion. First of all, let me play the audio of the air traffic controllers dealing with this situation.
Oh, Connie, cancel takeoff clearance. Connie, cancel takeoff clearance, please. Okay, it's a pickup car.
County 690 Heavy, I'm sorry if there was any confusion. You were just supposed to line up on the runway. Do you need to exit the runway, and are you able to just swing back around?
I love that. Connie, get it together, Connie. What are you doing? So what exactly happened there?
Well, that wasn't the name of the pilot. That was Kalita Air. It was a 747, but their call sign is Connie. And this cargo aircraft, was supposed to hold short of a runway before takeoff. The crew acknowledged it, Ryan. But then for some strange reason in Cincinnati, they turned onto the runway and started rolling for takeoff. Now, at the same time, we had a Delta connection flight from Minneapolis that was cleared to land and landing. And you had these two airplanes headed for the same patch of real estate at the Cincinnati airport. And that's when the air traffic controller quickly told the 747 to cancel their takeoff, and they did. The later audio on that has the back and forth between the air traffic controller and the pilots, and it was handled in such a respectful manner. It was really good to hear. A lot of times you have the air traffic controllers really coming down on the pilots for, like, what the heck are you doing kind of thing, but wasn't the case here, and I was really pleased to hear that.
I've noticed in a number of these incidents where we've gotten some of that audio, there really doesn't seem to be a lot of panic when these things happen. It's like a quick correction, but everybody seems pretty calm, cool, and collected during an event that, you know, for us looking at it.
I'd be freaking out.
God, what is happening here?
Yeah, fortunately or not, we had a little bit of the map showing where these two airplanes are going on the airport. But, you know, it you can determine how tense of a situation it is by the voice level of some of these people involved. And you can go back earlier this year when we had a Delta flight taken off, an American Airlines flight that was supposed to hold short of this active runway and did not, rolled slowly across here as this Delta flight was coming down. And you had the air traffic controllers very, very quickly and loudly ordering the American Airlines jet to move in the Delta flight to cancel their takeoff. It was that was some anxious moments. It was a lot closer than what we had at Cincinnati. And we've had so many of these this year, in fact, a higher number than usual, that it's really leading the FAA to look into this closer, saying, we're having too many of these miscommunications at airports, and what's the reason for it? And please, let's stop it before anything of these near disasters become disasters, because we've almost had that a couple of times with airplanes just 100 feet apart on takeoff. You just can't have that. And we've got the technology. It shouldn't be happening. So hopefully all of this attention will get the necessary work done to make sure it doesn't happen.
News Radio WFLA air travel and market expert Jay Ratliff. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, appreciate the update. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right.